USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump takes aim at the NFL again after over a dozen players kneel or raise their fists before preseason games last night, some of them during the playing of the national anthem. The president tweeting this morning, the players are showing outrage over, quote, something most of them are unable to define. And he advised the NFL to suspend the protesting players without pay if they don't stand for the anthem. Miami Dolphins wide receiver Kenny Stills is one of those who knelt during the anthem, along with teammate Albert Wilson. Stills telling reporters,
being a part of this protest hasn't been easy. I thought I was going to be by myself out there, and today I had an angel with me, with Albert being out there, and you know, I'm grateful that he sees what's happening and he wants to stand up and do something about it as well.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You heard about the recent tragic officer-involved shootings where officers fatally shot an innocent bystander and in another where a hostage was killed? This is no criticism of law enforcement. I'm telling you this because these are trained professionals. They train for these scenarios thoroughly, and yet there were tragic outcomes. So what does this say for the rest of us who go shooting maybe once a month at best? Don't risk being underprepared, undertrained, and spending the rest of your life replaying that moment. Instead, practice frequently with iTarget Pro. Revolutionizing home firearm training, iTarget Pro uses your actual gun so you can become proficient with the firearm you use in real life. Utilizing your smartphone, their proprietary app uses a laser in place of the bullet and will detect exactly where your shots are landing. And right now you can save 10% with the offer code WAR when you purchase the iTarget Pro system. Save money, time, and take your skill to the next level, safely and effectively. That's the letter I, iTargetPro.com, offer code WAR, iTargetPro.com.
Prosecutors expected to wind up their case against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort today. He's accused of bank and tax fraud, as well as conspiracy. Vice President Mike Pence gives a speech at the Pentagon yesterday touting President Trump's vision of a plan to create a Space Force branch of the military. The current NASA administrator, Jim Bridenstine, is a supporter of the idea.
What the president is saying is we want to take these amazing capabilities and we want to elevate them, if you will, to its own military service so that it gets the same representation on the Joint Chiefs of Staff eventually,
okay.
Maybe having its own service secretary.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Some military officials and former astronauts are not so warm to the idea. There's now an 8th fatality in Northern California's massive car fire near Redding. A heavy equipment operator was killed in a crash while battling the blaze yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More than 50 Democratic candidates say they would not vote for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker if the party claims the U.S. House after the November election. The representative from California has led the party in Congress since 2003, but approximately 42 new candidates with party nominations have said they wouldn't support Pelosi, and 9 incumbent lawmakers running have publicly opposed her as well. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is raising the city's emergency level ahead of a weekend Unite the Right 2 rally. The white nationalist rallies to take place right across the street from the White House on Sunday on the anniversary of last year's rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, that left a female counter-protester dead. Bowser's order activates D.C.'s Emergency Operations Center, which makes it easier for local authorities to then work with federal and state agencies. D.C.'s police chief says police will be working to keep rally participants and counter-protesters greatly separated. And a new study says eating crickets can be good for you. Yeah, researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison had people in a study eat powdered crickets. Crickets can be made into flour. Those people had increased enzymes and bacteria associated with a healthy gut, and they also had lower levels of an inflammatory blood protein that's linked to depression and cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.